This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. How much did your upbringing influence how you spend money? Every so often, we ask someone to tell us how their family life shaped their financial life. And today, a comedian is scared into saving by a board game.
My name is Hari Kondabolu, and I'm a comedian and writer. I've appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman, Conan, and I was a writer and correspondent for Totally Biased with W. Kamau Bell. I grew up in Queens, New York, a lifelong New Yorker. Both my parents worked in hospitals. We got to enjoy $11.99 hospital insurance, which was a privilege. I don't think I realized it was such a privilege until I didn't have insurance. And I realized, yeah, hospital coverage is pretty extensive. I feel like so much of my ideas about money came from the game Monopoly. Because you had this bank and you had to buy property with it, and there were repercussions if you didn't pay something on time, or people landed in your hotels, and even if they didn't have money, they had to figure it out, or they'd be out of the game, and just how cruel that was. And we didn't do the official rules of Monopoly, so we'd have like four hotels and a billion houses on our property, and all of a sudden it would destroy you, and we'd played with debt, so then you'd be in negative numbers, and you'd owe people forever, and it's like, geez, it was so dark and awful. And strangely accurate. It was kind of how it works, and your life is ruined, and there were no bailouts. And it was just a game, but Monopoly really taught me about the repercussions of money. There are risks that you could lose everything, and that's a lot of pressure. I mean, I think something that my folks definitely instilled in me, it was important to save. Yeah, I remember getting off my parents' health insurance when I turned 25. Initially, before I became a stand-up comedian, I was an immigrant rights organizer. So I went from one thing that didn't make money to another thing that doesn't really make money. You realize very quickly how hard it is to be an artist in this country. You're making a choice without stable income to pursue a dream and without health insurance attached. And for a while, when I was uninsured, and I couldn't afford insurance, there was that worry of so I'm saving all this stuff up, but if one thing goes wrong, all the money's gone because I don't have health care. That monopoly fear proved, really, really truthful. They don't have that monopoly. They don't have the thing where, I got sick, and I'm uninsured, so I need to sell my one house. Not a hotel, my one house.
Hari Kondabolu is a comedian and writer. His most recent album of stand-up comedy is called Waiting for 2042. And if you're anywhere near Brooklyn on June 6th, you can try and catch him live at part of WNYC's BAM Festival.